Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good morning, aloha. It's an exciting day here in Cocoa Beach, Florida, because we have a rocket launch in about 2 hours, so we're excited about that. I don't know, maybe I'll be out surfing during the launch, or be walking on the beach. Hey, Mark, how's it, brother? Are you back from Guyana? We're looking forward to seeing you. Those of you, Mark is gonna be one of the guys who's coming with us on our ocean cruise, our cruise retreat. I'm meeting with Father Scott tomorrow for lunch, and we're going to map out the plans. And so December 8th, for those of you who cannot come to the cruise, at least come to our luau dinner here at the Hilton in Cocoa Beach, Florida. It's just going to be a gathering of friends. And then those who can come, we head out. We jump on the cruise ship on the 9th, and 4 nights at sea, and going through the 7 virtues and going down to the Bahamas and enjoying good fellowship too. Going to be great times. I'm excited because today is the day that we begin our second journey through the Catechism. Under what beautiful things the Lord will uncover for us as we journey. I want to encourage you, each of you guys right now, press the share button. Since we're starting a new journey, let's get the word out, get people to come. So you can actually, I think you can actually press the share button right now so people can maybe find out what you're up to and want to join you right now. So hope you guys had a great football weekend. I don't watch pro sports, but pro football, what I'm proud of, my Baylor Bears, where I went to college, they're undefeated. So really a great feel-good story, human interest story there for sure. I was on Matt Swaim's morning show today on EWTN, and we talked about fighting the good fight, fighting the fight, finish the race, and keeping the faith. And so we did that as a shout out to all of our veterans, and to our first responders too, and to their families, as an example to us to fight the good fight, finish the race. You know, starting a race off really good doesn't help. If one of those people that sprints out early in a long cross country race, and then you can't even finish the finish line because you just finish the race. So, we as Christians, we want to keep the good. We want to keep the prize in mind and keep our eyes on heaven and not, well, I did all this stuff for the Lord when I was young, or I did all this when I was young. We want to grow stronger and stronger in the Lord with every breath that we breathe. So yeah, fight the good fight. Thank you, veterans. Okay, I gotta put my coffee cup down. My coffee table's way over here, so I gotta reach for it. Hold on. Mother Angelica wants to say good morning to everybody. Aloha. Mother Angelica, pray for us. Part one, the profession of faith. And by the way, if you're wondering why I put those little numbers, like it says Ocean Sunrise Catechism, pound one. That's the way Fuzati wants me to do it now, our new social media company. They're going to try to really blow up our ministry and really get the good news, get the word out. So starting tomorrow is the launch of that. So they're trying to reach out to, I think, 450,000 people. So please pray for the success of that, that we can reach more people. We do so much. We work so hard with the radio show, the TV show, the Ocean Sunrise Catechism, and the books. But the good news is as much work as I put into that, I can reach one person, or we can reach 100,000 people with that. And it's through the efforts of you guys and social media that does get the word out. So without any extra effort on the part of our ministry, the word can get spread much bigger if you guys help us spread it. So we are reading from the Catechism. Oops, where are we? No, I went back too far. The prologue. And again, we're going to address Father. Father, this is eternal life. And the word eternal doesn't just mean we get to live forever. It means life to the fullest. Yes, let's remember those. Thanks, Tony. I want to thank my son who served in the Navy on an aircraft carrier during the Middle East War. Okay, it was so emotional because for months we had no contact with him, no internet or anything like that because they were at war. They didn't want to communicate. Every now and then I would get maybe a phone call, maybe every few months, or an email, and then I would miss it. But I remember sitting at the foot of Diamond Head, when I had my home right at the base of Diamond Head, looking at my binoculars out over the ocean, just like this is today, and seeing in the distance, waiting, and I saw the first array of the conning towers of the fleet that was coming back. And oh man, I never felt so chugged up. I got in my Hummer and jammed over to the Pearl Harbor. And as the ships came in, and all the men and women are dressed in white as the ships came in, I know, which one's my son? Which one's my son? And then there he was. And so for those who didn't get to greet their sons from coming home or their daughters from coming home from war, we remember them and remember the families. We're thankful for our veterans and our first responders. Father, this is eternal life. This is abundant life. This is, as we say in Hawaii, pidgin, life to the max. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So right off the bat, this defeats one of the Calvinist or beliefs that some are predestined and some are not. And we've talked about this, about how it's a misunderstanding of the nature of time. Man lives in a linear time and space right now, but in heaven, God sees time like a big mural. You know, like you can, I always say when I was a kid, I think in first grade, we drew a mural of how the settlers settled the West, drew pictures of them traveling over the Rockies and all of that. And we could see the mural all at once, even though it happened over time. God can see your whole life at once, but you have the free will to respond, to accept his love and his desire for relationship with you. He never stops knocking. Don't think that you're one of the rejected ones. God wants personal relationship with you, no matter how what a state you find yourself in at the moment, or how unworthy you feel. I remember when we were experiencing the mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit or the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. I had given my life to the Lord, my mother had. And then my dad said, "What's going on? I'm going to find out. I'm curious." And he invited two of the leaders of that group, the charismatic group from St. Louis Church in Waco, Texas. "You should come by sometime," which he meant, "Don't ever come by." But they did. And he was like, "Well, I can't give my life to the Lord. I'm just not worthy." And they told him, "It's a come as you are party. We're all bozos on the same bus. No matter how fallen you are," like my good friend Eric Wardroom, the founder of Catholic Crossbearers Motorcycle Ministry, he was in prison for killing a man. And when the priest had come in to hear confessions, he just didn't think he was worthy. But finally, at some point, as the priest was about to leave one time, he yelled out, "Father, there's one more man here who wants to give confession." And the priest came back and he said, "Well, what are your sins, my son?" And he said, "All of them, every one of the Ten Commandments. And how can God ever forgive me?" And the priest responded, "King David was a murderer, St. Paul was a murderer, Moses was a murderer. God's always forgiven you. Come to him and let him heal you, and hopefully you can learn to forgive yourself." God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved. Not one of you is beyond the reach of God's love and grace. Remember the thief on the cross, the last days, the last moments of his life. He said, he acknowledged Jesus. One didn't. The one who did, he said, "You'll be with me this day in paradise." There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So we can't cry out to Buddha, can we? We can't cry out to all of the Hindu gods. We can't cry out to the goddess Diana. We can't cry out to all the demon hordes. We can't call out to the little idols that were that were there during the Amazon Synod and inside the Vatican. We can't cry out to anyone but Jesus Christ. We see value in everyone's upward yearning. Maybe they have a religion that doesn't understand God, or maybe it's a very dark religion that's very demonic. But we see value in the fact that people at least see something beyond the empirical world, that there is a spiritual reality. But the fact is, there's only one name under heaven by which men can be saved. And that name is a contraction of God the Father's name that he gave to Moses. Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" And he said, "I am who am. I am who am, Yahweh. I am who am," which means he is existence. And another way to translate his name is, "I am what I am," which is to say, "I am essence." And Jesus' name is a contraction of Yahweh, Yahshua. Joshua, translated directly into English from Hebrew, translated from the Hebrew into the Aramaic, into the Greek, into English, it comes out Jesus. There's only one name by which men can be saved, and that is the name of Yahshua, I am who am, salvation. So now, that's a pretty good prologue, huh? That's from from John 17:3, from 1 Timothy 2, and from Acts 4. By the way, be a good thing to do to read through the book of Acts right now, because it's time for us to kick butt. It's time for us to look at the book of Acts and go, that's how they did it. We need to get our butt in gear and do that too. Right? We should live like the primitive church lived. We should be sold out to Jesus. The life of man, what is it all about? I remember from the catechism, it is to know, love, and serve God in this world. And the catechism here says to know and to love God. God, infinitely perfect. And what does the word infinite means? It means to not be finite. So much of the way we describe God is by saying what he is not, because we can't, it's hard to put your arms around what he is. Eternal means that he isn't terminal, you know. He is not finite. His love is not finite. God, infinitely perfect, and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. Not to share in the beautiful ocean and in the cosmos, in the beautiful forests and trees. To share in the very life of God, to have communion with God. Hi, Jamie. We'll see you soon on the cruise. Coming up soon, I'm meeting with Father Scott soon tomorrow to plan out the itinerary and the retreat portion. God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, and at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength. I just remember from the moment when I was 19 years old on June 17th, when I asked to be prayed for to receive the baptism of the Spirit, and a waterfall of God's love filled me, that I've never been the same since. That I wake up every moment of my life, I'm thinking, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something radically changes. Why did those early people in the book of Acts live the way they lived and be willing to die for their faith? So once you've found Jesus, there's nothing that can compare. Well, Jane, actually, that is a Hebrew tradition, not to say Yahweh. But in the Bible, you'll see, we as Christians do, but you'll see that out of respect, in the Bible, the name Yahweh, some of the Bibles, I think in the Jerusalem Bible, it uses his name, Yahweh, as he gave it. But we use the Lord Most High and things like that in place of his name, but that's kind of because of the Jewish tradition. In the Jewish tradition, no one was allowed to speak the name of God except for, I'm not even sure about this, but I think on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, He was allowed to speak his name. You could read his name, but you were not allowed to say it out loud because it is so sacred. And I love that because we ended our last catechism classes reading the Our Father. And the Our Father says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So there's no reason why we cannot say Yahweh. It's just that when we highlight it and hide it a little bit by the words in some of the Bibles, it's because we honor his name that much. But in the Jewish and the Hebrew tradition, you were not allowed to say his name. That's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, he calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength. He calls together all men scattered and divided by sin. What separates us from each other? Sin. What scatters us? Sin. Why is there division in our country today? Sin. By the way, we're going to get some new shirts and some hats. I'm not sure. Why don't you vote on it? I want them to say, make America godly again or make America holy again. I think I'm leaning towards make America godly again. Father Rick Heilman has those. I'm hoping I can get them from them, or else we will make, I've talked to him. He may not have enough in supply, but we're gonna start offering that, the t-shirts and the hat at our website, deepadventure.com. By the way, we have a lot of cool new stuff in our store too. Make America holy again. It's the sin that divides us. That's why there's division in our midst. It scatters us. He calls together all men scattered and divided by sin into the unity of his family. And what is the family? His family is the church. There's a church down the road here, and it grieves me every time I go by it. There's a lot of beautiful Christians that go there, but it really grieves me because the name of the church is called Club Zion. We're not a club. We're members of the body of Christ. We really, literally, physically, spiritually are members of the body of Christ. We are his church. Jesus said, I will build my church. He was a technon, which in the Greek means builder. He was a builder. And the only thing we know that he built was a church. And it grieves me when I go by that. I love the people there. I'm not holding it against them, but it grieves me because the church is not a club. The church is the body and blood, the body of Jesus Christ. It says, he calls together all men scattered and divided by sin into the unity of his family. Not the club, the church. By the way, that church has a beautiful ministry. It reaches out to a lot of the surf community and things like that. But nevertheless, I told my wife I love what they do. It grieves me. It grieves me. It just grieves me when I see the name. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and thus heirs of his blessed life. So in Hawaii, we have the word hanai. It's a powerful, powerful word. It means not adopted, but even more than that. It means specially chosen in the Kamehameha lineage, the royal lineage. Queen Liliuokalani, whose land I live on, in Waikiki, I guess it's our land now. We just were able to acquire it, our condo, from Queen Liliuokalani's trust. But it was her summer home. And she was not born into the Kamehameha line. She was specially chosen to be adopted into it. It's not like being adopted, like we say, it's like we went out of our way to specially choose for you to be a member of our family. Yeah, an adopted child is a highly lifted up and respected, very special person in a family. To be hanai'd, you'll often hear that expression, this is my auntie, she's my hanai mother, or my hanai auntie. That means she's a special person, an extremely special person in my life. When we say that we are adopted in into God's family, that means Jesus is our brother and that we've been chosen to be part of that family. So yeah, that's great, Jane. I'm glad you asked me that question. I hope you guys would do that more. And remember, on Fridays, we're going to have fun. We're going to answer questions that you personal message me on Fridays, and we're going to go through the Baltimore Catechism. No, not the Baltimore, the Council of Trent Catechism on Fridays. So I got a busy week this week, and I really desire your prayers, because tomorrow we launch our social media effort to get the word out in a much broader way. So pray for us. Okay? And by the way, Friday and Monday is going to be a different time when we're online, because we're going to be on the West Coast. Anyway, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, aloha, ahui ho, and God bless you. Don't forget John 3:16. For God so aloha the world that he gave his one and only boy, that whoever believed in him would have life to the max. That's the Hawaiian pidgin version of John 3:16. Aloha.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.